welcome to Beyond the Playbook. And today we've got someone who knows so much that we had to bring him here live into the studio. I'm not talking about Kevin Ekiriti, who's to my left.
So I don't know anything.
You don't know anything, no?
Wow.
You know, Kevin, I've told you this thing. They're using style to claim this show.
I'm not claiming any show. Well, you've been appearing
every single episode.
Don't worry.
Before you know, you'll now start staking a claim.
Chill now, relax. There's always next week. You do it alone.
As long as it's at that stage. We've got Rotimi Akinyele right here. Rotimi, it's good to have you today. It's very difficult to bring you out. But we're able to, yes.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon. Good day. Good morning. Good evening from wherever you're watching us from. Good to see the guys. I know Kelvin steals dog spots.
Ah, the Ozil is real.
He was a tech guy.
The Ozil is real.
I do everything.
He that he had left us.
I do sports. I do communications. I do PR. I do everything.
Why?
Well, I've always loved sports, though.
He spoke to
sports. Is my thing.
He spoke
I love
to
it.
You know, when he was criticizing it,
exactly.
He did not know what the future was.
This is you now, like 4 or 5 years after, and then you have Max again. Sports is my thing.
I've always loved sports.
Exactly. I've always. That's always the always. Anyway, Rotimi, it's good to have you. We want to talk Super Falcons today. We qualified for the 2026 Women's Cup of Nations. But were you disappointed with the result, the second leg result?
Okay, so in terms of the final outcome, probably yes. But then I felt there were a few factors from my own POV. The fact that maybe we got complacent, won the first leg 2-0. Because we had all the big guys in camp. So it wasn't like we're missing the superstars that won the last AFCON. They're all in camp. I think the AstroTurf played a part. I'm not sure any of these professionals usually play often on AstroTurf. And what do you have in Abeokuta? I don't think it's a FIFA standard pitch. It's not pure
grass. I don't think it's new generation.
Yeah, so it's AstroTurf. Not like it's hybrid or something. So you have AstroTurf, and then remember the weather also played a fun.
Well, no, the
weather wasn't bad.
It was cool. Yes,
it was cool
on Tuesday.
No, not the rain.
I know it rained, and then you know the rain is on an AstroTurf.
How? I don't know. I don't play football.
And that's the thing. That's why you.
So I was not in the dome. I don't know if they played on AstroTurf or not.
I don't think that. So I think one of the reasons why Benin Republic couldn't host games and Togo could host games was because CAF certified the stadium in London.
Yeah, obviously.
Wouldn't have been AstroTurf. Just saying.
What do you mean? So they
certified at Abeokuta.
And that's AstroTurf.
Is it full AstroTurf?
No.
So I felt the grass might have played a part. And then I like the fight from the Benenoas as well. I mean, they're probably half Nigerians. Like, you can't just beat us like this, you know. But it was good. I mean, the turnout, the encouragement was good. People needed to see, or people wanted to see the WAFCON champions. They came to town. The result was disappointing, but I think the overall result was pretty good. It was never in doubt that Nigeria would qualify for the next WAFCON to defend. And people are still asking, why are we playing WAFCON after winning the 10th one just a couple of, should I say, months ago?
In August.
July.
It was July.
July.
And it's very simple. The last one was postponed to 2025. So I think we're just trying to meet up with normal calendar, which will be March next year. So I think, yeah, I agree with you. Final outcome, poor or disappointing, but we've qualified. Cameroon is not there. And that's happening back to back, although I think they still have a chance. But some teams are struggling, and Nigeria is not one of them.
Kelvin, I don't agree completely with Rotimi. If you struggle to beat Benin, despite all the West African rivals, blah, 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 Benin, women's team are not there. We are African champions, and we've got the most experienced players. We've brought people who play from the USA, from Europe, from Saudi. 2-1. I'll be 3-1. Sorry, 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. I expected more from the Super Falcons in Abeokuta. But I wasn't really shocked because a lot of our players are aging, especially the left backs, right backs. Alozie is 29, Esther is 29, Aziz Adeshola is, you know,
in the 30s.
Yes, I think around 30. Defenders are also, but you look at the Benin Noirs, they have like kids, players from under 17, under 20, running our players that way. And for the fact that we played in Lomé, and what the coach said was that watching the Super Falcons, right? You know, there's a way you want to play a team, and there's this, you know, let me, for lack of better words, the bigness around them. Oh, the Super Falcons, very, very big team. How do we compete against them? But the moment you play them, then you just realize that, you know, that they are humans. And that was what played out in the second leg. The goal they scored, they kind of like put the ball over our goalkeeper. African best, fourth best in the world. And, you know, if that game had gone on...
From a mistake.
Was it from a... No, it wasn't from... It was from a direct free kick. It just slipped, dropped inside. So after that first game, I feel they just realized that, you know, the Falcons are humans, and, you know, we can face them, beat them if we can. But that's what I feel. And a lot of... See, it's not just starting now, right? Over the years, other countries have been able to try and catch up, because, you know, when they keep playing us and playing us and playing us, so they realize that...
Kelvin, it's not just us. South Africa managed to qualify for this same AFCON.
But South Africa are in problems.
Say DRC.
They're in problems.
You think they're in problems.
Their manager has stepped aside.
Bayana.
The manager has stepped aside. They cut down on the...
Funding
for their national team coaches.
What I'm saying is that doesn't take out the quality of players they've always had. They still have those players,
mm-hmm.
or let me say 70, or let's say 80 to 90% of those players, but then they struggled against the DRC side. Ghana went to Egypt and won the Egyptian league
3-0,
and beat them 4-0 in Accra, 7-0 on aggregate. You wouldn't think that about an Egyptian side, especially compared. I mean, trying to if you want to compare it to what their guys are doing. Same thing with Algeria. Algeria knocked out Cameroon. Now Cameroon were what? Probably after Nigeria and Ghana, another powers on women's football.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was Algeria? But then, about this intentionality, this deliberate act, we want to get things done right. I think big credit to Algeria. The Kenyans also went through. Tanzania are back in the mix. They're also true to the World Cup. What I'm saying in essence is, we always say this: oh, things are catching up. I think that's just the reality. Nobody was asleep and just, oh, let's leave it to Ghana, let's leave it to Nigeria. It is expected. So there are days you have games like this, like you played 1-1. Oh, it's an upset. It's a game. I mean, USA were almost running crazy when Portugal beat them in a friendly last week. It's unheard of that the United States women team were going to lose to a Portuguese side,
yeah,
in a friendly. And the old pressure came on Emma Hayes, what went wrong, the players she selected, because you're in that big space. Definitely, there will be a lot of spotlight. So, I don't. Every time we record this kind of result, we always quickly go to that narrative. Oh, things are catching up.
But that's the truth.
Is Portugal catching up with US women's team? No, I'm just telling you that it happens. It's football. That days you have such things. But then, before you can probably talk about a team that has grown over the years, that has,
developed.
You have to look at programs over the years, not just from a one-off game.
What do you say about the manager, Madugo, getting a two-year contract?
I think it's fair. So, he was part of the setup with the foreign manager we had.
Randy Waldrum.
As Randy Waldrum. And then, of course, when he left, he was automatically slotted in, you know, as the gaffer. We saw what he did with the team during the WAFCON. Even though they didn't do... what's the word now?
Exceptionally
well. Mm-hmm. Probably up until the semi-final game. Well, I think the quarterfinal.
From the quarterfinals against Zambia, South Africa. Well.
And then the final is where they had to come back from 2 goals down. You should give that team, this team, the selection and all that. But then we always talk about consistency as well. So I think giving him the job or leaving him in the job was a wise move. And then giving him that contract to run until after the World Cup in 2027. You don't want to give him a one-year contract. That means if he qualifies, if he takes us to the WAFCON in March next year,
yeah,
and then qualifies for the World Cup, you want to have...
So the WAFCON is not in March?
Yeah, yes, March. Just to adjust the calendar. Just
I work for CAFO.
No, it's not CAFO. I think we
just
should
go back to the red.
I think we need to thank
Morocco. When I say
Morocco.
Yes, when I say Nawa for CAF. Why be say all your tournaments are just all over the place? Why only you?
There was COVID.
It's a different case. No, this COVID. Is not COVID.
There were a lot of.
No, this is not the COVID thing. No, it's not the COVID thing. No. The AFCON has been moved to not once, not twice, and it's not the COVID thing.
No, but you know, the one in 2020 was due to COVID.
The one in 2025, okay?
Which one? It was meant to be in 2024. But then.
No, it was meant to be in 2023.
No, 2020.
No. The one we played last
what
year was
supposed
to be
in Morocco 2023. This some month.
No, AFCON. I didn't say what's called AFCON. AFCON. I'm saying the AFCON has been moved twice.
So, the major.
Was,
I think the major
AFCON
reason
was
for that.
Played in 2019 in Egypt, remember?
Yes.
And then the next one was meant to happen in Cameroon.
2021, which it did.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen in 2021.
It was
in 2022.
January 2022.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fallout from COVID and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so they needed to stay back with the what? They had announced maybe some 5-7 years ago that they wanted to stay with the odd number years.
Yeah.
So it doesn't clash with maybe the World Cup proper. Or
Olympics.
Olympics and all that.
So, or the European Championship.
Or the European Championship, maybe. But then 2023 happened as and when due. Now the why you're having this drama now is that we somehow prefer AFCON to be played in the winter, January, February. That's what we're used to. But then if you go to some countries, it's not friendly when it, especially when it comes to the weather or when it comes to the countries that are beaten. That and then that's why we had the one in Egypt in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We had the one in Cameroon in January, February.
Yeah.
We had the one in Cote d'Ivoire, January, February, because you can't play football effectively well during the summer in some of the
West African countries.
West Africa, Central African countries. So I think that was the mix-up. Now for Morocco, it's still because we can't play next summer.
Because of the World Cup?
World Cup.
Yeah.
And then it has to come to... It's probably going to be a weird, because when we played, when Tunisia hosted the Nations Cup in 1994, it was played around April. Yeah, it was played around April. It wasn't January, February, because it's usually very cold in that region between December, January, and February. So it's going to be a winter Nations Cup as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a whole lot of things to look at. But then back to the women's football app. We usually have a longer international window
for them.
From FIFA within that period. And that's where you see, what's it called? All these invitational cups happen, you know, across America, across Europe. And I think that's why they have that number. It's just going to be for, is it 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Okay. Rosie, but let's go to something you don't like to talk about. Award ceremonies and selection. I'm not going to lie. You don't like talking about it. Because Rosie always goes, it's down to individual preference. It's down to individual choice. But what it is. A list is out. FIFPro Awards, they've selected quite a number of nominees. Michel Alozie surprisingly makes that list. But Victor Osimhen is missing despite having a season like he did in Turkey. You think it's justified? You think the people that did not select him were not doing bad belly?
I think I'll go with the latter. I mean, you started from popularity contest, wherever I like, delayed profile and pass for that. I think that's just the reality. Victor had a brilliant 2024 with Nigeria, going all the way to the final of the AFCON and then winning stuff with Galatasaray at the end of the season, blah, 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 and all that. So there's no way you would not have had him on that list. But then the guys that were selected to vote or to nominate probably didn't find him. I mean, most people have been singing Hakimi, 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 and you can understand the Arab world have a more, how will I put it now, in terms of this connect with this our bodies, FIFA, FIFPro, blah, blah, blah. The French-speaking countries, the Arab world, I think they have more easy access, you know, to getting into those spaces, into that jurisdiction. And I think that's what we're saying, really. So if you have the likes of Salah, you have the likes of Hakimi, it's because the journalists or the coaches or the technical guys that were picked to select, that's who they watch most. We down here in West Africa probably watch the Premier League,
La Liga,
La Liga, and then want to follow our players. So if you look at Premier League, La Liga, how many of our players, I'm talking of African players now, are really outshining in terms of numbers, that watch. The likes of Salah, the likes of Hakimi, the likes of even the former Sevilla goalkeeper.
Bono, yeah.
Because he's also made a short list of an award recently.
He did well at the Club World Cup. Of the number of penalties.
Exactly. So you see.
Bono.
You know, he's part of the CAF shortlist. He actually made the CAF shortlist as well.
From Saudi?
Yes.
Yes, good. He plays every time now.
You see, you're surprised, but that's why I'm saying that just because...
People watch the Saudi League, my guy.
If you're in that region, you would watch. So that's just it. It does not mean that I'm surprised, but then, again, I'm not too surprised because of the guys that...
So, Femi, I'm looking at the list. There is Ousmane Dembele, Haaland, Mbappe, Messi. I don't think Messi should be here. Rafinha,
that's the thing.
Ronaldo. I think Ronaldo and Messi. I think
Ronaldo can be there. Ronaldo keeps.
So I think
throwing up the numbers.
So I think for what Osimhen.
Well, Messi has been injured practically all season.
So I think for what Osimhen has been able to achieve for Gala, they are the biggest team from Turkey. Scored 37 goals in 41 games, got them to the Champions League, won two trophies, two domestic trophies. I feel it should be there, and of course, what he was able to do for Nigeria as well. So,
why not? What did he do for Nigeria?
What do you mean,
bro?
Don't let us go,
bro.
It's not part of the topic.
To the World Cup.
So don't tell.
And it got us here.
Don't tell me what I
four
done.
Goals in how many games?
Look. We're talking
I'm sure they also considered that.
We're talking about... I mean, they will consider plenty of people with that. She said Ghana qualify for this World Cup.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which player they have
that is still well known in Sadio Mane and is in Saudi Arabia.
What did he do the one we win the Club World Cup last year?
Which one?
Who is that?
Nicholas.
Jackson.
That's the last
Jackson thing. I've had now since he won the Club World Cup. He's not had a good time with Chelsea.
No.
Bayern, no.
Even before then. Saying, before then,
he was struggling with Chelsea.
He didn't play at the Club World Cup. He played just one major game.
Who?
Jackson.
He played until the semi-final. He started games to the semi-final.
Scored that many goals.
That's the thing.
You don't turn that up.
Made that many assists.
Kevin, I don't understand which kind of under bridge talk is this one.
You want to bring him now? You want to squeeze him?
Is everything about...
We're on the table.
Is
it everything about life, about stats?
Sometimes.
No.
Especially when you are bringing this bogus one. Throw you stats.
I mean, if you were asked to nominate a Senegalese player, who would you put?
Jackson.
I think I'll probably go Sa.
Sadio who?
He's been scoring low goals in Saudi Arabia.
Ronaldo is there from Saudi Arabia.
You want my opinion on that too?
Yes.
No.
But Ronaldo is brilliant. Forget.
Was.
I think even when he's brilliant. I think
you
when Ronaldo.
What he's doing for Portugal. So and this team is, at the same time, currently.
This is what I feel.
Come on now.
Even when Ronaldo and Messi, the moment they retire, this European journalist, well, they will just forget and put their name somewhere. And like,
yeah, I don't think they will be that clumsy.
Oh well,
they might be.
No, they won't. Okay, let's talk about the CAF Awards, Rotimi. Since you've opened the door to the awards, and based on what Kevin has said, because Kevin has just sat down here and said everything Osimhen has done, Galatasaray. He has done this.
Can Osimhen will win it?
I think it will go to Hakimi.
Hakimi ahead of Salah?
Yes.
Because it's still a popularity contest. Liverpool won the Premier League. Salah was in there, played a big role.
Mm-hmm.
But then who won the bigger prize? The Champions
League. Hakimi, Champions League.
I think that's what everyone will go with. PSG again, had only a couple of days ago, said they made a turnover of about 897 million euros just for winning Champions, just because they won the Champions League.
And people are giving them money because they beat us now. They're giving them money that like you've done a good job.
But I'm saying that I think if it's still based on this popularity contest thingy,
Hakimi.
It's Hakimi. I think it's Hakimi and any other person can decide to finish second, third. But if you go to Hakimi, I mean, if Dembele could win the Ballon d'Or for winning the Champions League, why not?
And the league.
What league?
Same thing for Hakimi.
French league.
Do you watch the French league?
Yes.
Not even on TV.
He's on TV now.
He's back on TV for a full season.
Yes.
He wasn't on TV.
You can understand why. It was because Canal Plus
pulled the plug on them.
No, Canal Plus actually acquired
the right
multi choice.
Yeah.
But Canal didn't even show the league last season.
They didn't show it to you.
They didn't show it to you.
They didn't have a TV right deal. Go check.
To you.
Ligon.
To you.
I mean Ligon as a whole.
They
just showed you. Kelvin, they just showed you.
The game to
my brother is again. My brother is that comprehension. That school you went to, eh? If it's only you that was sitting in the front. Comprehension to you.
You right now.
I mean, we all know Canal Plus has taken over multi-choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the first thing they brought was to bring
was the French league.
Ligon Super Sport.
Farmers League. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, you say Farmers League?
Used to be.
Saudi Arabia League is on as well.
Yeah, I know.
Do you watch it?
I don't watch it.
It was on that other platform from China.
Yeah.
Last season.
Called their name, they just say
Star Times.
Yeah.
But now, Super Sport has jumped up. Well, not necessarily Super Sport. Let me say DSTV.
Who's Shane is here? Oh, it's on ESPN.
Yeah. Even the.
Yeah.
It's all Oshuala's game on Super Sport, though, with that club.
Okay.
Ooh. Saudi Women's League is on. So between ESPN.
No, I think I still think that Star Times still shows.
I'm not saying they don't show.
No, they still
show
Saturday League, yeah.
Just so that you can get more football, more.
Yeah.
They have all this. So. It's
that. Oh,
go. Okay.
Exactly.
Put it just.
So Akimi would win.
Just oh, go.
Just give it to Akimi.
Oh, go. Me, I won't give it to Salah. I thought Salah was brilliant.
Salah was brilliant.
The way Salah now started this year. Remember again, the CAF Awards is from January
up through until December.
December.
Yeah.
And the way Salah started with Liverpool this season, it's not really going his way. But Akimi has remained what?
I'm about to sell him from my FPL. He's been giving me just.
You still get Salah. I'm gonna move on from the brother since. Move on from the brother.
Yeah, moved on to Haaland.
That's
what
where it is.
Last week.
One blind.
I was supposed to sign in Nnamdi. I don't know how I put him up.
Really?
Yeah, I was supposed to put in Nnamdi on my team.
What's Nnamdi?
What you look like. If you had kept your beards a bit, you'd have looked like Mbeumo.
Oh. What was that class?
Well, I look like Mbeumo. You know, he looks like
Yeah,
Oscar.
That's true.
He's in Amdi, you know.
But his stomach, though.
What did you? Okay. You don't look at your stomach.
What's stomach?
What's your footballer?
Oh, that's your excuse.
So, he has an elite athlete. He plays for Manchester United.
So,
and you don't bro, look you belly. Shouldn't be having bare belly.
Does he?
This guy is body shaming somebody.
I'm not body shaming.
But that's what you're doing.
They're body shaming
footballer now.
They're body shaming.
Have you not seen Ronaldo? Ronaldo.
Yeah, bro, body shaming will be accepted. No okay. Body shaming will be accepted on this show. Except you want to start claiming me that you have rights on this show. You don't have rights. It's just quiet.
Bombuemo.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what he's got. I think he's one of the brilliant players, one of the brilliant signings we've seen in this summer window. I don't put him as number one because I hear the story about him being number one. I'm like, nah.
United.
No. For the league.
For Man United,
undisputed number one.
Before the league.
Exactly.
So.
But then again,
for the league.
The new signing, up until now. Who should go?
Ekitike.
Started well.
Remember that Mbeumo did not start well.
Yeah, but then Ekitike is, I think, that red card, that mistake he made.
No, we're asking
to shine off.
Yeah,
as he came back from that suspension, I'm not sure he's going to score two goals, more than two.
So he has not scored.
Exactly.
But when he's coming, he's looked lively. But we know why he's not starting. He's not starting because Isak is back.
Yeah.
So Isak is fighting for minutes. I remember at the start of the season, Mbeumo wasn't playing well. So, when I say wasn't playing well, United wasn't playing well. Not just his fault. United were not playing well.
Mbeumo was even still playing well.
Yeah, there was this
unfortunately, yes, the team was dragging him down.
Exactly.
And now that the team has come to the level that he's on, we can see different. Meanwhile, Ekitike was already showing what he could do.
But
I think there are quite a lot of names.
I think most people, just like you said, that popularity thing, which one is bigger, United or Liverpool?
United.
Exactly. So people will still look at
that was Kelvin Ekiriti.
No, but he's right because United will probably get more attention.
Part of the world.
Than Liverpool. Liverpool has gone what? Lose four in a row in Premier League. How many people are singing about?
Just talking
the script. If it were to be United or an Arsenal,
if United win
or a Chelsea that had gone four losses, losses.
If United win the league title. If they go for people will talk about they won't talk about
they
it.
Do what?
If they win the Premier League title and they lose four, nobody will complain about it. They'll tell you there's credit in the bank.
That's what I'm saying. We're coming back to the same thing that United are still bigger in terms of.
No, United are not.
How?
United are not. Well,
no, defend yourself now.
No, how?
How?
What's going on? Again, can you guys remember that? Up there.
What dog up there?
Up there.
I've only seen a picture and I've seen three letters.
Up there.
I don't understand.
Up there. You want to now wait? Are you guys trying to make me look foolish on the supposed show that my picture is up there?
Maybe she has on you. Maybe she has something.
I want to ask you one. I want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
This past week, we're living like this now. The House of Representatives, best known to them, said they want to investigate and probe the NFF for the $25 million FIFA gave them.
No, FIFA and CAF.
FIFA and CAF gave them for, 20, I think, 2014.
2015 or 2014.
2014-15
till now.
Yeah.
I think it's a waste of time.
The probing or... So are you saying the probing is a waste of time because there's no truth?
Is a waste of time because
we didn't find anything.
Let me land now. I think the probing is a waste of time because what we've successfully done, and that's what we usually do as Nigerians, is to run with emotions. When somebody puts something out, I do not see why. I think it was a senator or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with, oh, we have to look into this. Even the senator saying he do not have any sort of facts. It's just based on, we've heard this.
Everyone is talking about it.
Talking about it. We need to look into it. It's just weird. It's. I mean, we can't. We shouldn't be doing things like that.
We should not.
It wouldn't be sensible not to look into it, though.
It is not sensible.
So the question is, before you look into it, before you come public and say, okay, we will be looking, have you found anything? Have you done your own investigation? Have you done your own private investigation?
Yes.
It's a case of starting the car.
Exactly. I mean, if this kind of statement was coming out, say, 6 months after, and then you're saying, based on our own findings, we've been able to detect one or two flaws. Now, as the Nigerian Senate, mm-hmm. will be probing so, because that means you have to go all the way back to 2014.
Pinnick was in 2014.
You can even look at Lulu before 2014 and bring him back in. You want to look at Megiri, you want to look at Pinnick.
Yeah.
Now you want to look at Guso. Because I saw the release and I'm saying they were invite Sanusi and Guso, and I'm like, you see, because you haven't done anything. All you are still after is what people are saying.
NFF now.
You don't even know. So maybe if you had done your own, let's even catch these guys. Let's see. Oh, we have something to probe or something. And then you can come and then it's honestly when I said this, I would have called them jokers, but I think it's a waste of time.
I think, right, mm-hmm. that it's not their job.
Exactly.
Why are you probing the money? If you find, go and do your investigation. If you have this thing, send it to people that give them the money. Should do, because remember, the money that you should be probing is the one that the federal government gives the NFF.
Simple.
Yes. Go and probe that one and find out what they use it for.
Them so mm-hmm. X amount of dollars, millions mm-hmm. of dollars. What are the Ministry of Sports before it's mm-hmm. the NSC, and then they gave it to the NFF, whichever one they want to adopt. And then you say, oh, we gave you so monies from 2010. 2025, yes. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't base, and that's what we do almost across Nigerians. Whatever you pick on social media, everybody starts running with it with emotions. It's just weird.
I also think those that came up with this stuff, that feel that they've done the biggest investigation and the biggest reveal.
it's
been there. Every time we talk
even
about
the,
it,
even the people that have brought it up, it's because it's just. I don't want to quote the scriptures. Like, lack of, what's that word?
Focus.
Not
difficult understanding.
Perish. The lack of knowledge. If you know how these things work. Funnily enough, I was privy to talking to one of the men in charge of FIFA projects for years. And he was laughing. And I'll keep laughing at the so-called people that have brought this out, or the so-called Senate folks that want to go and prove. It's just funny.
But one of the things they should probe, the House of Reps should probe, yeah. and I agree with them to probe. That is when I agree. What's wrong with our junior team, our underage team?
You can't probe.
You can't probe
like
that.
Like you said, it's not their job. Like you said, it's not mm-hmm. their job. You can't. But I think there's a subcommittee that looks at sports.
They have a committee on sports.
Yeah, so that committee on sports can actually go.
Yes, let them look into it.
The NFF.
Okay. What is going on?
Because I had a gist about the Flamingos, for instance.
What's happened?
The goalkeeper that we took to the World Cup. No, the goalkeeper that we took to the World Cup was not the one that played the qualifiers.
Yeah, I know the goalkeeper that played the qualifiers. I think she's a bit tall.
And then this one just came
from this one is short.
Kelvin, that was the dumbest line I've ever heard.
Like, I can't remember the name, but I know she was.
Then you started by saying, like, I can't remember her name.
Okay, let me now start again. I can't remember her name, but I know she was a bit tall and she was the captain, I guess.
So, like I said,
Kevin, you really need a vacation.
Face front.
I swear, today all of us is good to ourselves.
But then, like I said, maybe they can look into that. What happened to Bankole?
Well, just the top goals.
Yeah, between. I mean,
nine.
How many friends?
Four games. Okay, the
friends. About ten. I reached ten now.
Ten.
I reached ten.
Got loads of goals and we're keeping clean sheets. Yes, we can understand the quality of oppositions again matters. But then, what happens to you going to the World Cup proper, and then you dropped some players, in a bid to bring in some better players, and then when we got to the world stage, you can only pick one or two players. I said, okay, maybe they are prospects. What happened to them?
How many goals were even chopped?
Nine. Considered nine. Scored five.
No. You shot it with nine.
Up to nine.
But more than nine now.
We lost 4-1 to Canada. 1-0 to France.
Yes.
4-0 to Italy.
Okay.
With Samoa. 4-0. So five goals.
We should be beating Samoa by more than five.
Someone was supposed to drop like 11 for man.
Canada beat Samoa, I think 6-0.
Yeah.
But those are lovely ladies.
More they go. More they go.
A lot of time wasting stuff.
We should just change. For me, I think that we should change our junior under 18. We should overhaul it top to bottom.
I think the process.
Not the process. The process. The coaching. One. I think that when you leave people in one spot for too long, they become too comfortable.
But Zubai has not been there for too long.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's obviously not impressed for the period he's had the team for, right? Oluwakiri has been there for a bit.
The truth we're all shying away from is it's a Nigerian problem. It's a systemic problem. It's beyond the individuals. We'll just leave it there.
Let's
just continue.
No, continue what?
Continue what we're doing.
Let's be going, Jerry.
No, I'm not saying the show. I'm talking about our structural default.
Oh, well.
Default or something.
Let's just go.
God, I beg.
Let's go.
Why are you giving this look?
I just remember that all our junior teams, he said, all of them.
Under 17 not going for the Under 17 AFCON.
Under 20,
missed the World Cup. Under 20 as well.
Let's go.
If they don't make it to the next one, they'll make it next year.
Let's go. We'll not learn a lesson. We'll come back here and complain about this in future. Big thanks to Rotimi for coming in, by the way.
Thank you.
It's not every day you see Rotimi outside. So if you see him outside,
big masquerade,
giving me a hug.
All right.
Or share something with
him. People hold me, hug him, yeah.
Or share something with him.
I'll call
everyone. Kelvin, aka aspiring owner of the show.
My goal.
You won't believe that. Kelvin was sitting there here before. Okay. He now felt that his left. You know what? His right.
Man, I thought I was your right hand man here.
Yeah, but you
get out. This side.
So now he's to my own. Now he's on to his right. Because before you know, he's to my right.
Yeah.
Next thing that he will turn this table around. That's his next mission.
Okay. All the best.
To him, because we can see whose picture. We can see whose picture is on top of this. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. We just got to go, really. It's been crazy. I hope for better things. And as we get into the end of the year, Thanksgiving, Rotimi should come back again.
Yeah, Rotimi will come back.
Rotimi should come back. Christmas, we will not do Rotimi inside the studio.
Rotimi will come back.
Yeah, Rotimi will come.
Big girl Christmas.
I know. That's why you say you will come back now.
Let's go.
Rotimi will not give you Christmas facts. All right, thanks, guys. That's the show for us today. We'll be back next time with another package of Beyond the Playbook.